It's about you having the time to do what you love to do, being, you know, seeing other people grow. So that is the stage. To some other people, maybe still out of school, will be all out chasing their bags, catching the check. So again, it is knowing who you are, what you want in life. Is it just within the healthcare system or modern?
How do we mentor healthcare professionals to emerge and step forward into their true selves? Let's talk all about it with nurse, midwife, and author Olayinka Aremu right here on episode 415 of The Nurse Keith Show. Hey there, this is Nurse Keith. This podcast is always about you and your personal and professional development, your career, and the healthcare system in the big picture. And I'm here to share education, ideas, diatribes, and informative interviews with some of the most inspiring people from the worlds of healthcare, nursing, entrepreneurship, medicine, and beyond. I love having you along for the ride, and I thank you from the bottom of my nurse podcaster's heart for being part of the growing Nurse Keith Nation. And if you'd like to help other people find the show, consider leaving a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, or any other podcast app you happen to use. And please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/nursekeith. Even $2 a month can really help me keep this show on the road and on the air. So head over to nursekeith.com to find the show notes for this episode to learn all about Olayinka. Or of course, the show notes will be in any podcast app where you happen to be listening. Olayinka, you reached out to me a few months ago with your really wonderful book, Emerge as a Health Pro. And I love this concept of emerging. And I think it's really central to what you're all about. So let's just begin with this concept. And what does it mean? And what are you after when you want to inspire nurses and other healthcare professionals to emerge into being a health pro? What does that mean to you?
All right. Thank you, Nurse Kids. Thank you for having me on this show. It's really a pleasure. And yes, I'm an author and my book is titled Emerge as a Health Pro. So why emerge? From the dictionary meaning, like it comes out into, like it means coming out into view. Like when you come forth, it's actually like from a Latin origin, emerge, meaning to rise out or rise up. It could say to bring to light. So emerge is an intransitive verb that might bring up the image of a whale, like a whale rising from the depths of the sea or a person popping out from a dark corner, you know, just as spoken. So if you think of the word emerge, it actually means to come out from concealment. It could be to arise, to develop, to originate, to spring up, to come into existence. So the book Emerge actually projects that awareness in the areas of, you know, uncommon possibilities and unexplored grants for healthcare professionals. It is actually a book that gives a special call for all healthcare professionals to dem, any stereotypes, to conquer all their limitations and to come into the full expansion of their purpose as healthcare professionals, either within or outside the four walls of the healthcare system.
I see. And you live in Dublin, Ireland, correct?
Yes, yes.
And my assumption is that the challenges faced by nurses in Europe and actually pretty much almost anywhere are fairly similar to what we see here in the US where I am. Do you think that's true, that it's fairly universal in terms of the struggles?
Yes, I believe the struggles that, you know, nurses, healthcare professionals go through are universal. They're peculiar to everyone. It's not just regional or country-based. And I think that has actually caused a lot of strain, you know, burnout, you know, from nurses and healthcare professionals. So I think literally we just need something more, you know, that will bring the fulfillment, the satisfaction, and kind of the reward that we deserve. And I think the imagine, it's kind of the word to use when you emerge out of the frustration, when you emerge out of the overwhelmingness of the healthcare system. What else outside the healthcare system? So I think that's a question we need to ask ourselves.
And do you find that nurses in Great Britain and around Europe, for instance, they're seeking the same things? They want satisfaction. They want to be happy. They want to make enough money to support their families. Maybe they want enough time to pursue things that they enjoy doing outside of work. Maybe they want to start businesses. So if it's all pretty universal, if we're all looking for the same things, and this goes for doctors, physiotherapists, counselors, case managers, anyone who works in healthcare, we have similar challenges, right? We're raising families. We're trying to make ends meet so that we can live good lives. We want to travel. You know, we want to make sure our kids are happy and taken care of. And we want to make sure that our careers do something for our personal development.
Yeah.
Right? So if these are universal truths about healthcare professionals, nurses, and others, what are some of the things we need to focus on in order to get us there? What have you found are the kernels of the message you want people to hear?
Yeah, so thank you so much, Kate. I believe, just like as you said, that healthcare professionals worldwide, you know, need something more. You know, we all need something more. It doesn't matter the profession, either you're a nurse or a doctor. And over time, you know, from my mentorship journey, mentoring young nurses, aspiring healthcare professionals, I have come across several times, you know, people, nurses wanting more. You know, you get this question, what more can I do? Is there something nice I can do? Or I want something new. You know, we get all those kind of questions and, you know, statements. And that actually gives me that, and it's not just about me, like even reading books, you know, interacting with other nurse leaders around the world, that people want more. And this more can only be gotten. My idea is we can only get more if we know more. And knowing more starts with knowing yourself. So, and this is like the foundation of my book, Emerge. That's the first chapter for anyone that has read this or that will read this, talking more about self-discovery, knowing your true self. Because if you don't know your true self, yourself, you don't really know what fits you. You might not get to know what best is, you know, suitable for you. That you are a nurse or a doctor doesn't mean that you have the best life. So how do you have the best life in your profession? Start from knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you, in the book, you have a lot of guidance for how to go about doing that. How to discover what it is you want and who you are. So what's one example of something that one of us might do to move ourselves forward? Just one small snippet of what you might offer.
Okay, yeah. Just as you said, small snippet. Okay, there are a lot of things to do to move yourself, to emerge. And I've mentioned the first one, which is self-discovery. It doesn't come easy like that. And in the book, I talked about the making of an health pro. How do you become a health pro? And that's good. What we should do, as I said, is knowing yourself, but it's a process. Life is a process. We go through a process. And you need to recognize what stage of life am I in? So as a healthcare professional, as a health pro, are you in your planting stage? So I talked about different stages of the health pro, you know, the making process. Are you in the planting stage where all you have to do is to keep digging, is to keep investing in yourself, is to keep doing those trainings, going for those seminars, equipping yourself? You know, the more you do that, then you are in the process of being a health pro, you know, approaching that stage, that level you want to get to. So it's more like recognizing what stage am I in my career progression. The other stage could be a stage of collaboration and networking. You know, that's another stage. Another stage is positioning, where you have to position yourself. So I would say, again, going back to self-discovery, it is knowing who you are, where you are, and where you want to go, where you want to be, probably say in the next 5 years, give yourself that career, you know, that objective, you know, the SMART objective, say, I want to be this in the next 5 years. But first of all, know where you are. You can't know where you want to go. You like, you can't just envisage it if you don't recognize where you are. And there's a lot, you know, that goes around that. For instance, in the planting stage, we expect that our seeds, when seeds are planted, they need to be watered. They need to be nurtured. So if you are at the planting stage of your life as a nurse, you are a student nurse, you need the right environment, you need the right support, you need the right mentorship at that particular stage. So are you getting those? Are you getting the mentorship? Are you getting the coaching? Something, it is not just about the books. It is not just about the policies or the procedures. So many other things, you know, has to do with life, you know. So are you getting the right support? If you're in the work environment where you're not supported, you can't grow. So all these things are some of the things you'll find in the book as well. So it's knowing where you are and who you are.
I love that. So here in the US, I'll just say that, you know, we have, for instance, people going into nursing. Some are right out of secondary school, high school, and they're, you know, 20 years old, 22 years old, emerging into healthcare and to being a nurse, and also doctors and others, right? Then we have people who choose to become doctors or nurses, for instance, in their 30s or even 40s. And I recently had a client who became a nurse in his late 50s. So here we have people of many different generations entering nursing at various points in their personal growth and development, because they're at different developmental points in their lives. Maybe they've already had children. Yeah. Maybe they're just out of secondary school and, you know, they haven't even thought about having children yet. So I'm curious, in Europe, where you are, do you find that people are entering the healthcare spheres at all different ages, or is that more common here in the States? Are you seeing, you know, generations of people entering healthcare, you know, in many different decades and epochs of life?
Well, yes. Like I said, healthcare industry now is like the hot, hot in the sense that it is like everybody wants, you feel like it's, you have a stable job, very lucrative. There are so much prospects in the healthcare industry. So yes, people come into the healthcare system as nurses, doctors at different stages. Okay. We have in Ireland here, we have what they call the mature nursing. So people that are, you know, maybe above 30 and they've done their first degree somewhere else and they just feel, I want to be a nurse. So they come through the mature nursing pathway. So there is that pathway. And we have a whole number of people coming through that. I recently heard of a doctor who wants to be a nurse. Healthcare professional, healthcare assistant want to progress to be a nurse. And even nurses want to become a doctor. Like, so it's a wide range. There are so much range of possibilities or specialties to go into. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of people want to come into the healthcare professional. And it is hot in the sense that a lot of people still want to get out as well because they want more. So it's both ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, if you're coming into nursing or you're just at a point in your career where, like me, you're in your late 50s, right? So I'm almost 59. What we want at that point in our lives is very different than what we want when we're 25 or 28 or 37. Or, you know, if you're planning to have a family and buy your first home, and or if you're getting ready to put your kids through college or university, and you live in a country where you don't have free university like you have in many countries in Europe, you know, it's a big undertaking. Or maybe you have aging parents, you need to take care of your parents. You know, we have the sandwich generation who have kids in school and aging parents to take care of. So we all are at these different developmental stages and have these different pressures. So how do you help nurses and healthcare professionals to identify the stage where they are, if they need some insight, and then to decide, okay, how do I narrow down what my actual needs are right now? Because as nurses, we're often thinking about other people, not what we need. So how do you help people turn that around so that they're thinking about what I need right now in my life?
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm going to be answering that question. I just have to talk a little bit about the making of a health pro and talking about the stage. Before I moved to Ireland, I'm married, you know, and I have 2 children, 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son. But I had to relocate to Ireland without them. It was really, really challenging. I remember I just got a new job back in Nigeria then, a lecturing job, which I had waited for like 3 years. And eventually I got a job. But then I have to relocate, you know, when the decision was made. It was kind of a disruptive process for me. So I say that was the stage of disruption. So for every career ladder, there is a stage of disruption. And it's not like it's disrupting to condemn us or to destroy us. It's just a process. Just imagine a seed coming out of the soil. So I tell you this, I'm a very spiritual person. Before this book came into being, before it was called Emerge, I actually saw a vision of a hand coming out of the soil. And that means emerging from the soil. So it kind of disrupts the structure of the soil. It looks like everything is going to end. So sometimes that is a stage we are in. But what helps us to, you know, to thrive in those periods comes back to knowing who we are and knowing where we are going. So for people, like you said, the sandwich generation could be very challenging. Mm-hmm. And I have a old mom as well. She's in her, you know, 70s. I have 2 kids still in school. So I can understand your point. Now, we want something more flexible. As recently, I was telling someone, I don't think 9-to-5 job or 8-to-6 job suits me any longer. I want something more flexible. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you position yourself to get what suits you? So it's still all about knowing who you are, knowing the resources available, kind of collaboration, networking, you know, the resources you have around you, and utilizing those resources positively. So there's that stage as well of collaboration and networking. So I would say, Keith, for your stage, I know you do a lot of networking. This is one of the reasons why you're doing podcasting. And it's all about wanting to also give back to the community, to young nurses. So at that stage, you're having that self-actualization, as Maslow calls it, that fulfillment comes and it makes it rewarding. So it's not just more about the money this time. It's not just about the paycheck. It's about you having the time to do what you love to do, being, you know, seeing other people grow. So that is a stage. To some other people, maybe still out of school, will be all out chasing their bags, catching the check. So again, it is knowing who you are, what you want in life. Is it just within the healthcare system or modern? So like thinking outside the box, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think to a large extent, it's about not doing what other people tell us we should do, but doing what we know we need to do for us and our family and what we want out of life. And there's a lot of shoulding and there's a lot of people saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Mm. And we really need to follow our own path. And that can be very challenging in certain circumstances. And When we come back from the break, I'd love to have you read a little passage from your book, and I want to talk about your company, NCO Healthcare Consulting, and I want to talk a little bit about leadership, you know, what it means to become a leader, whether that's a formal or informal leader, and just a little bit more about who you are and how people can find you. Does that sound good?
Yes, I look forward. Thank you.
Yeah, so stick with us. We'll be right back for the second half of episode 415 of The Nurse Keith Show with nurse, midwife, and author Olayinka Aremu. And welcome back to the second half of the episode. We're here again with friend of the pod and my friend and colleague, Olayinka Aremu, coming to us from Dublin, Ireland. And Olayinka, prior to the break, we were discussing your journey of, leaving your children behind in Nigeria to come and start a new job in Dublin. And I mean, you didn't just move from like here in the States, moving from Chicago to LA, you moved from one continent to another continent. And I'm really curious, just to begin, you know, how did you find the personal fortitude to leave your children behind and come to Dublin to create this new life for yourself and then, you know, continue life and pull your family back together? How did you find the strength to do that?
Well, I think I've been asked this question a lot of time as well. My relocation to Ireland actually, first of all, was not just for to get a job or because I want to get to another country. It was more because I wanted more for my career. So as a nursing student, you know, most of the time, you know, we all the textbooks that we use are, you know, from overseas, you know, from the US. So I'm a big fan of books. And all my life, up until recently that, you know, I started reading and writing, I always read nursing textbooks, health-related textbooks. So I kind of envision what life is all about in the other part of the world. So I wanted to develop myself in that line. So I've always said I'm going to do my master's abroad, either in the US, in the UK. I never thought of Ireland. I never even know where it was on the map. But, you know, when you want something, you start positioning yourself, you start working towards it. And somebody just told me about Ireland. And I saw the opportunity and I applied. And within 6 months, I got my visa. So it looks like it was not going to happen. And why preparing to relocate or for that vision? My life didn't stop. I got married, I got my kids. So life happened. But like the question, going back to your question, it was really challenging. Like I said, my son was a year and a half when I left him. I saw that opportunity and I thought like this would change my life and not just my life, for the lives of my children. Mm-hmm. I want something more for them, something better for them. And I'm really grateful I took that decision. It was a lot of risk, I tell you, a lot of risk. You know, even leaving your husband with a very young marriage, you know. But I'm looking back now and I'm grateful. So it wasn't something easy and it was a lot of risk. But I know that my strength only came from my determination to wanting something better for my life and for my generation.
So that's a calculated risk. And may I ask, is your family with you in Dublin now?
Yes. So yeah, we are all here and we are happy.
That's lovely. Great. Okay. So would you do us the favor of reading a passage from your book? It would be really nice to hear a little bit of it in your own words.
Okay, so I love this part of my book, The Making of a Helper. So first of all, I like to explain what an helper means. So it's like the definition of an helper, because it's not really a dictionary definition, but I hope it can be in a dictionary soon. Okay, so Wikipedia could quote me about the definition. We know what a pro means when they say a pro. Who is a pro? A pro is somebody that is exceptionally good at what he or she does. So, like I said, oh, I want a pro for my projects. I want a professional, a somebody that has the expertise. Now, think of it as a healthcare professional becoming a pro. So, you have a pro healthcare professional. So, an healthcare professional that is exceptionally good at what he or she does is a health pro. So, my definition of a health pro here, and this is in page 28, I think. A health pro is a healthcare professional who has been equipped with the extracurricular skills and capacity added to the innate knowledge of their profession and practice experiences to match up with the global healthcare demands and economic development. That is my definition of a health pro. So, meaning that you have the professional knowledge, you have the experience, but you have some added extracurricular skills to this knowledge and experiences that will help you to match up with the global healthcare demands and economic developments. In my research and experience, I have learned and I've adapted and also developed 6 stages by which a healthcare professional can emerge to be a health pro. And these are the stage of planting, the stage of disruption, stage of release and access, the stage of positioning or placement, and the fifth stage, the stage of collaboration and networking, and lastly, the stage of emergence, evidence by bloom.
Thank you. That's wonderful. So I love those 6 stages. And, you've been through your own stages, obviously. You've told us a little bit about your story. And, this book is born of your experience, obviously. It didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't wasn't born in a vacuum. It was born out of your life. And speaking of your life, right now you're a PhD scholar at Trinity College Dublin. And you're a clinical nurse manager. You've worked in education, community health, clinical practice. You've worked with the elderly, the emergency department. Now you're in this PhD program and you're developing a care transition tool to help discharge communication and transition of elder patients. So you've been around. I mean, you've lived on 2 continents. You've done so much. And what would you say for you yourself right now? What stage are you in? Like, where do you find yourself in your life and career? How would you identify that?
Yeah, so honestly, I think something I mentioned in the book is that even though these stages, like we mentioned, the 6 stages, sometimes they overlap. So the stages could overlap. Like you could be in a planting stage in an area. For instance, I set an example. Like you said, I'm currently a CA clinical nurse manager too, but I didn't just get here. I was a staff nurse. So in my current role, I think I'm a year in this particular role. But when I started this role, I was in the stage of planting, even though at a point I was in a stage of collaboration in another area. So every aspect of our lives or every step we take, we are entering into that circle of stages. So you could be in your stage of collaboration, maybe in your business, your networking, but then you relocate and then you have to start from the stage of planting. So the stage is just like the stage of life. It's recycling. But what makes it very interesting is that there are resources that we can, leverage on. For me now, I would say in my career, because I have different aspects of my life, in my career, I would say I'm in my stage of collaboration and networking. Because I think I have planted the seed. I think I have been able to, do a lot of watering and nurturing of my career. I'm still doing that. I haven't finished, but at every time we have taken a step forward, I'm imagining, and this is my encouragement, motivation to everyone as well, to emerge, to take that step. You can't, there's nothing like I have finished the race. You know, there's nothing like I have completed this task. You can always take a step ahead, even though your feet is still, you know, behind. Just take a step ahead. And before you know it, you are one way ahead and you're just one way closer to your goal. So I am in my career in the stage of collaboration, but I'm still planting some seeds, some area. I'm still, you know, nurturing myself, getting the training. I'm still, you know, getting mentorship from yourself and, you know, from people around. So the stages are not just like a static one. They are interwoven and we should recognize that about life.
I like that. And, you know, it reminds me of when Elizabeth Kubler-Ross came up with her stages of dying. People took it as meaning there's this linear process, like you go from, you know, anger to, you know, depression to bargaining. And, you know, she came out and others came out too saying, no, this is not a linear process. This is a circular process. And and you're painting a similar picture. You've got these six stages, but, you know, you just because you get to this place of networking and, you know, growth and leadership doesn't mean you're not still planting seeds. Like, you know, I'm always reaching out to new people and people are reaching out to me and I'm always looking for new opportunities and things are always shifting and changing. And it's like sands shifting under my feet, but often in a good way, sometimes in a scary way. But I like that you're painting this picture of it's not just this simple linear process where do this step and then the next step's going to be just perfect. You know, you have to keep going. And we also have to remember, right, that we're human beings and, you know, we have loved ones who get sick and die. We have, you know, we have all sorts of things that happen to us and our loved ones during the course of our lives. You know, our health changes, we get older, our children age. You know, there's plenty to adjust to on a day-to-day basis. And I'm curious, when it comes to leadership, I've seen and read and also written myself and talked about, you know, there are formal leaders, like you get promoted to manager or charge nurse, or you become a executive or something. But then there's informal leaders, just people who are natural leaders wherever they happen to go. So when you talk about leadership within your Nurse Mentorship Academy and in your the work that you do, do you see that formal / informal aspect of leadership?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Nurse Kate. So your question would just bring me back to, I just want to share a bit of my experience. Growing up, my siblings, my mom, they call me Jack of all trade, Oliver Twists. I don't, you know, Oliver Twists mean like asking for more. Mm-hmm. And they also use the word Pepsi, like a drink. And you know, what will I call it now? Pepsi means dear for more. That's like the what comes with it, Pepsi, dear for more. And they also call me Oklahoma. I still do not know what that means, to be honest, but it's in all it means like somebody that wants more or always do more. I knew I was good at anything I set my mind to do. I enjoy them all, you know, but growing up, whenever I find myself, whenever I'm doing a lot of things at the same time, my mom would say a proverb in my dialect. It means that you cannot blow your nose and try to whistle at the same time. Can you try that? Mm-hmm. Blow your nose and then try to whistle at the same time. So meaning that you can't do two things or too much of things at the same time. And that actually got me thinking. I always reflect on that each time I find myself doing a lot of things, even though I kind of know how to do so many things. Like you have mentioned, I find myself mentoring, coaching, I speak, I educate, you know, I dance, I'm into drama. I can do a lot of things. I can sing. You want me to sing for you? But again, at a point, I got so stuck. I feel like I do not even understand my life. I do not understand my purpose. I was torn between varying passions. So it was there and then that I knew that I had to find, you know what I'm doing. If I want to lead, I need to lead myself first. So that's the first step of leadership. For you to lead others, you need to lead yourself first. So I discovered a team, and this is my discovery team, that you can do so many things, does not mean you have to do them all. You can teach other people how to do those things. And in that way, you will find fulfillment. That is my discovery team. And that is what leadership is all about for me. So among other things, I knew that I was born and wired to be a nurse, a coach, a mentor, a tutor, an inspiration, a buddy, a supporter. I know who I am, but then I cannot be everything. I have not mastered everything. But I have mastered myself enough so that I can assist others in mastery themselves, if you get what I mean.
I do.
And that is where my mentorship started from. You know, informally, you know, right from school, my leadership started from nursery school, actually, being a class rep at different stage. Primary school, I was a class rep, class monitress, we call it then. Secondary school, I was a senior girl. And in the university, I was a class representative from year one to year five. So I've always been in a leadership position right from young age. And I think all these experiences has built me up to making who I am today. But then I can't do it all. If I know how to bake, I don't know how to bake, sorry. But if I know how to bake, I might not necessarily have to start baking now because I have other things. Rather, I could teach other people how to be. I could teach somebody how to, you know, coach as well to help me. And in such a way, I am finding fulfillment. So that is kind of my leadership style, helping others to be leaders as well, you know, in areas which I feel I could also lead, but I can't be everywhere. You get what I mean? So
I like
people
that.
Struggle a lot. Yeah.
And in your, in this sense of being a leader, natural leader, you have your Nurse Mentorship Academy. And what happens in your Nurse Mentorship Academy?
Yeah, I really like to talk about the Nurse Mentorship Academy. So to start with, like I said, that the Nurse Mentorship Academy, I started my mentorship academy informally, so to say, before it became a former, you know, academy a structured one. So I was a nurse tutor for 4 years back in Nigeria. And you know what happens if you have students under your, you know, tutelage and coaching. So even after leaving Nigeria, I still had my students, you know, mentoring them, coaching them, and so on. So I've done a lot of informal mentoring. People come into your DM, WhatsApp, you know, asking you, what do I do at this stage? You know, how can you support me? So I've always been that person, that go-to person. And I'm grateful for that opportunity. Not everybody has that, you know, opportunity. I feel like I'm more fulfilled helping others. You get what I mean? So, but after a long time, it became so overwhelming, you know, and I really want to meet the need. I really want to be able to reach out to everyone. And I figure that rather than having 50 people waiting for me to respond to them, why can't I do something formal, put it into proper structure? And with my exposure, with my knowledge and the resources available to me, I could make this an academy so that I can reach out to more people and bring in more mentors as well. So, we had an African Nurses Summit, a virtual one, and it was at that summit that I knew this vision is actually bigger than what I thought. At that summit, on one day, just one day, I had over 150 requests for me to mentor them, over 150 requests. And how do I manage that in a WhatsApp group? How do I manage that in, you know, over my DM? So, and, you know, consulting with people, my mentors, and I just decided we have to start a Nurse Mentorship Academy. There is the demand there. There is so much gap to fill. People need support, they need mentors. And you agree with me that mentorship has never really been something in nursing that has been, you know, celebrated or focused on, but we are getting there now. We know that we need mentors. It's not just about being a preceptor or being a teacher in the classroom or being a facilitator in the clinics. There is more to life than, you know, just giving a medication.
Yes. Yes. And in the course of creating that, you also created NCO Healthcare Consulting. And under your business, you have the mentorship of nurses. You also mentor overseas nurses, right? Who want to go from country to another country. And you you have some nurse coaching mentoring you do as well, right?
Yeah. So I just briefly talk about everything I do, if this is the time. So like I said, I do a lot of things. So what I did was to bring everything I do under one umbrella. And that is where NCO Healthcare Consulting, you know, came to being. So NCO means Nurse Coach Ola. And I'm popularly known as Nurse Coach Ola. So it was just, that is my brand, you know, NCO Healthcare Consulting. So what I do at NCO, basically, it's into two. So I have a health section and I have the career pathway. So the health section is focusing on, as a geriatric nurse specialist, I focus more on age well promotions for the older people. And the section is called Respo Health Africa. So it's more of an NGO volunteering, supporting older people to age well. So I do a lot of that back in Africa. But the career section of it is the career coaching and development for nurses and all and other healthcare professionals. So I do career development, CV preparation. A part of it is helping international nurses to relocate to Ireland or the UK through my co-founded company, Synergy International Nursing Network. So it's a co-founded because my partner is in the UK. So we coach nurses that want to relocate. You support them in their transition process to either Ireland or UK. So I do a lot of like OET, preparing them for nursing exams. So we do a bit of that. But the Nurse Mentorship Academy is focusing more on the emerging modules, like I've mentioned, the self-discovery, those personal developments, skills and tools that we need to be an exceptional healthcare professional. And, you know, on top of that, to have a rewarding healthcare career. So
excellent.
Just the bits and bits of what I do.
Wonderful. So as we wind down, because we have to go in a couple minutes, I have four quick questions to ask you. Are you game for four lightning round questions?
Okay.
Okay. And we have to keep these a little short. Okay. So the first one is, how do you define success personally or professionally?
Well, I'll say success, this is my definition and how I see life, is when you find fulfillment in what you do, that is success. It could come as a passion, out of passion. It could come out of maybe profit making. It could come out of, like, it's just two ways, passion, purpose, and profits. That is how I define success. So you can be successful based on your passion. You can be successful based on profit making, or you could be successful based on you fulfilling purpose. So I define success in those three areas: finding passion, purpose, and profits in what you love to do.
Thank you. Okay, that's great. Second question. Could you name or just describe one person who's inspired you in your life? They could be living or dead, famous, or someone none of us would know at all.
Wow, asking me to name only one is very tight because I have a lot of people that has inspired me. But one person that has inspired me so much is my mother. She's very resilient. She's a strong woman and she's very resourceful. Growing up, she does a lot of business, a lot of work. She does so much. I think I took a bit of that from her. And even in the midst of her struggles, she's still coming out strong. I don't know how she does that. So each time I want to be wearied or overwhelmed, I just remember her. And she called me my professor. And so sometimes when I want to give up on my career goals, I just remember somebody that wants to call me physically and, you know, in reality, a professor. So I'm working towards that, God helping me. So my mom is my greatest motivation.
That's lovely. Many, many guests mention a mother and a grandmother, I find. Okay. So third question, is there a book or movie, not doesn't have to be your absolute favorite, because that's often hard for many of us, but just a book or movie that's had an influence on the way you think or the way you live?
Yeah, my favorite book of late, when I decided to start reading other books apart from nursing, is this a book by Michelle Obama on Becoming.
Oh, yes.
I have a copy of it here. So, and that book actually, you know, opened my eyes to possibility, endless possibilities about who you can be, you know, no self-limitation or even external limitation. So Unbecoming by Michelle Obama will be my favorite book.
Yeah, she's a very inspiring role model for many people, especially women around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last question. If you were elected queen of the world tomorrow, what's one of the first things you would want to do to improve the lives of your subjects? And this means you have ultimate power. So what's the first action you'd take?
Now, just a hard question. Okay, the first thing I'll, if I'm given the opportunity to be the queen of the world, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's giving people their voice. Because sometimes we have a lot to say, we want a lot, but we don't have the voice. It's like we are in prison, you know, and people die a lot for not being able to speak out. So I will want to give my subject or people that I lead their voice, opportunity for them to voice their feelings, you know, to express themselves, give them the platform, the enabling environment to do that. And so I can listen to them, because without the voice, we can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's, I love that. That's really wonderful. A lot can come of people being able to speak their truth. Yeah. So Olayinka Ramo, I'm so glad you reached out to me some months ago. I'm so glad I was able to, you know, help in, you know, ushering through your book and, you know, giving you some good feedback and, you know, watching you emerge as your own true self. And the book is available on Lulu, and it's also on Amazon Kindle, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we can find the book at the moment. The e-copy is on lulu.com and is also on Amazon Kindle. And I have a seller store as well for people that want the hard copy. I'm working on getting the hard copy on Amazon in the next couple of days. So as soon as it's out, it's going to be all over my, you know, social media platform.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll have links to all of that in the show notes, including your website, NCO Healthcare Consulting, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So people will be able to find you. And I recommend they reach out to you, and I recommend they buy a copy of your book. So thank you so, so much for being here with me today. This was really wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really honored and I'm privileged to be here. And this is a shout out to all the nurses out there, the young nurses, the aspiring healthcare professionals, that you can be whoever you want to be. It is time for you to emerge. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for listening to this wonderful episode of the Nurse Keith Show. Remember, go to the show notes at nursekeith.com or on the app where you're listening, and check out Olayinka, and please get in touch with her and buy a copy of her book, Please could be consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/nursekeith. We're proud members of the Health Podcast Network at healthpodcastnetwork.com. We're adroitly produced by Rob Johnston of 520R Podcasting, and Mark Kapispisen is our social media ringmaster and newsletter wrangler. Before we say goodbye, I'll leave you with this quote from Brené Brown. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. Be well, dig deep, seek joy, keep in touch. This is Nurse Keith saying adios till next time from beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico, and my friend Olayinka Aremu bidding you adieu from
Ireland, Republic of Ireland, Dublin.
Thank you so much, Olayinka. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we will catch you on the proverbial flip side.